In the beginning, there was a hypothesis. And the hypothesis was tested. And the testing was rigorous. And the rigor was appreciated by no one in the room. I stood before them with my confidence intervals. I stood before them with my sample size, N equals 412, which is sufficient, which is more than sufficient, which is the most sufficient anyone has ever been in this building. They did not read the appendix. They never read the appendix. The appendix contained everything, everything. The truth was in the appendix. Page 47, cross-referenced, color-coded, peer-reviewed by Margaret, who has a doctorate. Margaret has a doctorate. And they skip to the last slide. They skip to the last slide. The focus group said no. The focus group said clearly no. The focus group said in their own words, which I had fear, verbatim, they said, and I quote, "This doesn't feel like us. This doesn't feel like us. This doesn't feel like us." I put it on slide 6. I put it in bold. I made the font larger. I used a presented the data in a room with sandwiches. Nobody touched the sandwiches. Nobody touched the data. I have the recordings. I have the transcripts. I have 40 hours of qualitative insight. 40 hours of real human beings telling us exactly what they needed. And what they needed was not this, not this. It was never going to be this. After the campaign failed, they commissioned new research to understand why it failed. I conducted the research. The research said what the research always says. I presented the findings. There were sandwiches again, different sandwiches. Still nobody touched them. I took one on the way out. It was egg mayonnaise. I don't even like egg mayonnaise. But I had earned it. I had absolutely earned it. The findings are, the findings are, the consumer does not want what you think they. Tracking study, the results will